You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1-2 buckle. 1-2 buckle. 3-4 the door. 5-6 1-2 testing. 1-2 Okay, I'm good. Are you good? Or are you gonna text?
Sorry, I just had to finish that one thing and then I'm done. I'm turning it off. I'm putting it on.
Nothing's coming up with your voice.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I'm talking.
You're too far from the mic.
No, I'm not. I'm right on the mic.
Well, you were too far from the mic a second ago.
Okay, how is it now? Is it good? Is this gonna be good? Please
I'm
doing my best.
Just talk.
Yeah, talk. That's your new podcast? Just talk.
Put your phone down. I'm already getting aggravated.
I'm putting it on airplane mode.
It's hard to do anything in life a day after a root canal. And I don't know why your mouth hurts so much. All they do is take the fucking root out from under your tooth. They drill through your tooth and just take the root out and clean out the abscess. I don't know why it fucking hurts so much. And when it hurts, it puts you in a bad mood. Mm. I get in a bad mood when I'm in pain. I don't know if you get in a bad mood, but I don't think anybody's in a good mood in pain. So I'm not in the best mood because I had a root canal. And I don't know.
I guess that's going to be the title probably of this one.
What, root canal? I don't know.
Funnier than a root canal. But then we'd have to actually be funnier than a root canal.
You want to read this just so I can kill a few seconds?
While you chew up your gum? Oh, God, why do I? Like, every little thing about you drives me insane. I'm sure you feel the same way about me. If I'm chewing, you get mad. I didn't know there'd be this much hatred about eating between us. A married couple and they're eating.
I know how to eat. You don't. You're so loud. It's so
aggravating. You're the one. You don't chew with your mouth closed.
I don't care how you chew. It's so loud. Whether your mouth is closed or open, you could hear it. I could hear you on the phone outside of your car yesterday. That's how loud you were.
I wasn't eating. Did you hear me eating? No, that's like
talking.
Do you think that when you're in your car talking to your friends, you can't hear? Of course you can. You hear the mumble.
Not outside the car.
Yes, you do. You hear the radio outside the car? Of course you do.
I heard you and the person you were talking to outside
Enough.
The car. All right?
Over.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yes. Go ahead.
Are we going to talk about stuff that's going on Twitter right now?
I don't care. We can mention it. Yeah, we're a news outlet.
We are. We got to talk about the current stories.
We're a news outlet and we're comics, so we got to talk about it.
If you're going to buy something online, why not look at Amazon.com? It's a great way to help support Riotcast and the My Wife Hates Me podcast. If you do, please go to Riotcast.com.
You know, you don't have to read this one like it's a read.
Listen, I'm not taking any chances anymore.
But this one is just Amazon.
I do die a little inside every time I read it. Thinking like, now I'm going to start doing the podcast like this. Oh, very funny, Rich. Anyway, moving on. Our next topic of discussion is...
No, this is just for
it's
people.
But me doing the reads
it's good
properly...
Practice. It's good practice.
It seeps into every aspect of your life, and then suddenly you're like... You're not cutting into lines anymore. You're not... You're using your blinker every time. You know, you just start like, oh, now you're a rule follower.
Oh, you put your, like when you're done grocery shopping, you put the cart back in
put
that.
Put the cart back.
In that.
You get something at the grocery store, you don't want it anymore. You just put it anywhere. Not anymore.
I take it right
Not
back.
Not after you start doing reads properly. You take it right back to where it belongs.
Like if you go pick up your dry cleaning and it's wrinkled, you go, hey, hey, it is what it is. And you don't even complain.
Don't complain.
You get in your car.
You smile at people. Hi, how are you? How's your day?
And they
can
see.
If you have time, could I get another cup of coffee here? You know, it's like,
yep.
You don't tell waitresses to use their regular voice. You just let that high-pitched.
Horrible.
Hey, what can I get you?
The dog like.
Let me tell you about our specials. You just let that happen. You don't say anything.
You know, somebody cuts you off, you wave, thank you.
I do that anyway because it's passive-aggressive. One time I was with my friend Jill and we were driving.
This is going to be a good story.
And somebody cut her off and she pulled up beside him. She was like, she cut somebody off and then they were like honking and giving her the finger. And she pulled up beside him. She kept going, sorry. I'm so sorry. She kept driving up beside them. They were getting so irritated. It was pretty funny. Okay. Do you see? I'll tell stories like that. I'll think that's entertaining. The audience loves that kind of a story. It's true and it's relatable.
And it's a feel-good story. That's what the audience
wants.
In
the end, nobody got hurt. And I like those kinds of
stories. People want a feel-good story.
Hey, guys, if you're going to buy online, which I'm sure you're doing anyway, why not look at Amazon.com? It's a great way to help support Riotcast and the My Wife Hates Me podcast. If you do, please go to Riotcast.com/MyWifeHatesMe. Well, we should also change that name.
Wait, say it again?
My Wife Hates Me.
Why?
We should change the name of it.
To what? Like two guys and two girls in love? A guy and a girl in love?
You didn't know what we were gender-wise for the longest time.
Just a couple in love?
Yes. Just showing, you know, I did think about this the other day. In movies, they always show a couple just getting together that like, that's how it feels. I can't wait for him to come. You know, it's the romantic comedy thing.
Yes.
The hookup, whatever. And then they always have like mid-marriage where they're fighting or getting a divorce or somebody's having an affair. But there's never anything like there's very few depictions of marriages that are just like marriages.
Crap from the beginning to the end?
No, like ours. Wonderful and giving, loving.
Okay.
There was that Woody Allen movie where the married couple tried to solve that crime. What, a Manhattan murder mystery? That was pretty good.
I think in every story, throw in a good movie. So people can relate that saw that movie or they can go to that movie and go.
But what about the Jill one where she was like, I'm sorry. Like, there's no, what am I going to, like, oh, you should see Speed with Sandra Bullock. Like that.
Yeah.
Click the Amazon button before you shop. I guess you go to Riotcast and the My Wife Hates Me. Oh, I don't know. I started. Here's how you do it.
Just, if you're going to buy an Amazon, just do it like
click
that.
Click the Amazon button before you shop.
And then go to
riotcast.com/mywifehatesme and click the Amazon button before you shop. What?
I did it last night. I bought stuff on Amazon.
And you didn't do it?
Yeah, I did it.
Oh.
Of course. I'm not going to
That, oh, fuck, didn't sound like you did. That sounded like you did something wrong.
No, I was
wrong. Thinking
of something else about, I got to take my, for my root canal, they give you antibiotics so it doesn't get swollen, infected.
Take your antibiotics exactly as instructed.
Yes.
Like the last times I'll get antibiotics, I won't take them to the end.
You're supposed
to. Once I start feeling better, I abandon them.
That's what I asked the dentist. I texted him last night.
But that was back when I was doing reads in a funny way. Not anymore.
I texted the dentist. I go, what if it doesn't get infected? Do I have to go all the way? Take them to the end.
Take them to the end.
They want you to.
You guys, if I could just stop the podcast for a minute to just say this, I think it's important. Take your antibiotics to the end, okay?
A lot of people stop.
Don't stop.
I'm going to agree.
You don't know what's going on inside your body. You might feel better, but you might not be fixed.
You know what I used to do?
What?
I used to stop, and then I would have half a script left, and I would save all my antibiotics in the cabinet, all different ones in case of Armageddon, then I would have antibiotics. But I didn't even know what ones were for what, and I threw them out.
You can just Google it, but they probably aren't good anymore.
You can't Google it after Armageddon. The internet's not going to work once the fucking...
The internet will never go away.
It'll go away once that fucking bomb drops.
No.
Uh-huh.
Still going to be there.
No, because then you'll be able to contact people, and you can't contact people after Armageddon.
I don't care.
That's a known fact. Mm. Watch all the movies with Will Smith or fucking, you know, and...
Speaking of Will Smith, do you have some inside scoop for us? I'm talking to someone right now who is...
I have no inside scoop
writing
on
writing on the Oscars.
But I have no inside scoop on anything, for real. None. Only what I see on the news. I don't talk to... I haven't talked to anybody. All the writers are in L.A. this week. I couldn't go. I'm not going until February.
Oh,
even the New York writers went out. And I can't...
Even Michelle?
Yeah, the New York writers went out. I couldn't. I would have had to leave today.
Oh, yeah, I heard Chris Rock go, Harrisburg?
No, he didn't say Harrisburg. He said something like Uncle Vinny's or something.
Yeah.
But then I go, no, I got kid problem, you know, which I do. I got, you know, the kids. It's whatever. I couldn't go this weekend, and I wanted to.
Is it really because of that, the kid thing? Or
kid
I'm
and
here.
Work. Work and kids. Work and kids. My older daughters.
Oh, yeah, right.
Are you a fucking asshole? What are you trying to question me and say I'm not? I'm lying? You went, yeah, right.
No, I didn't say
you
that.
Did.
I said, yeah, right, like...
No, you went, oh.
That is not true. You're
play
mistaken.
It back. If we had a sound man where we could play it back...
If it came out wrong, it came out wrong. That's not how I meant it. I mean,
right.
Oh, yeah, right. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I snapped. I told you I'm in a lot of pain, so I'm very more...
Very more...
Emotional.
Very more emotional.
You know, it hurts.
I thought you were going to say it incorrectly and say you were emotionaler. But you said very more emotional.
My emotions are running wild.
What do we got to talk about? If you can't do this because of your...
I could do it. I can do it.
Then let's shut it down.
No, maybe you carry on.
The 200th episode, okay. That's it for shitty podcasts. Now
that was
we're into,
fucking great podcast, the 200th. The band we had come in.
People don't realize this, but the Sandy... that was
did she contact you, Sandy?
That was Stephen Avery. I was being Stephen Avery, his girlfriend. That her name is Sandy. Stephen Avery was the one yelling.
This weekend I'll be in Harrisburg Friday and Saturday.
I mean, I may or may not have killed a bunch of people, but at least I don't put this crap out on the internet.
This Friday and Saturday
I'd rather spend 18 more years in prison for a crime I didn't commit than listen to this. Sandy, get over here. Do you know his girlfriend?
No, I don't know. I didn't see it. I didn't watch the documentary.
She's got to be 80 if she's a day.
She's got to be 80 if what?
She's a day.
If she's a day?
That's a saying.
No, it fucking isn't. Yeah. No one's ever heard that saying. It's a saying where? In Cold Lake and two fucking square blocks? 80 if a day?
Yeah, if you're a day old, then you know, you must be 80. If you're, I don't know why, it just is. I can't explain.
Dewey,
it.
Let me hear you saying again.
She's got to be 80 if she's a day. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
No one's ever heard that.
Ontogeny recapitulates phylogeny. You know what I'm saying?
Anyhow, this weekend I'm in Harrisburg, the 29th and 30th. There will be a snowstorm with my luck because I have no guarantee, just a flat outdoor deal. So I'm doing a door deal. During, you know, they say a big snowstorm. Next weekend, Laugh In Comedy Cafe, Fort Myers, the end of the month. February 9th, folks. February 9th, we're doing a live podcast at the Village Underground. Ron Bennington's going to host it. There'll be special guests. February 9th, get your tickets at the Comedy Cellar website. Okay, what do you want to talk about now?
Oscars. Let's start with the Oscars.
I don't want to talk about it because, you know, just.
Well, he's obviously not going, you know, the reports are like, is Chris Rock going to step down? I mean, he's in L.A. working on it. He's not stepping down.
Okay, now that you're his manager.
TMZ, if you're listening.
No,
he's
I don't
not
know. Listen,
stepping down.
No one knows what's going on with anything. I would hope he didn't because, you know. We've written so much stuff and
but
worked
also,
so hard. And
written,
he's so good at it. He's so fun. I don't, you know.
We saw him do it the other night. It was great.
Very
funny. Very funny.
Very funny stuff. So, you know, I think, you know, so many people have different opinions. And Marina had her opinion. And Mrs. Pinkett, is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
Has her opinion.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Did she come out with her stuff on Martin Luther King?
Yes.
I mean, you know, that's...
I just like that she was so rich. And she's like, don't beg. No begging.
Well, you know, I mean, look.
Don't you have $8 billion?
You know, here's the deal. Actors and actresses see injustices in their business, white and black, this and that. In comedy, I will see an injustice.
You
and
have?
Be upset.
Many, like what? Somebody stealing?
Someone stealing, or people they've given pilots to and people they've not given pilots to, or pilots that have been picked up and pilots that have not been picked up. Like, I mean, I remember Patrice had this one pilot. It was such a great idea, and there was no reason it should not have... should not have been picked up, you know. And there was one me and Patrice did together, you and I, you know, before Chappelle got, you know, he did who knows how many pilots, you know. So you see a lot of, and in your mind, they're an injustice. In someone else's mind who's making those decisions, it's not. That's their decision for whatever reason. And I'm, I don't think. Most, I would imagine, most of those I can't talk with this fucking. Most of those decisions aren't about race; they're about money. Okay, now when it comes to nominating actors and actresses, I have no clue. I don't think it's about money or race. I think it's really about
Sandy. Get on. It's supposed to be a comedy pod. Listen to this guy. He thinks he knows what he's talking. What are you on, Fox News? Sandy, get over here.
I'm not gonna do Sandy anymore. It's too. It's driving me nuts already.
Yeah. Why don't you
to
wait
recreate it?
Why don't you wait a month or so?
Yeah. It's like I'm doing.
Why would you
right.
do it 2 weeks
yes,
in a row?
Stupid. Dumb.
It's very dumb.
Let me listen.
Do you That's agree? Sandy. Do you see what I'm saying?
I'll do Sandy instead. No, I'll listen for a minute.
I see, you know, look, there's so many female comics now.
I can't stand his voice. I just can't stand it.
Fucking Tylenol's work, though. I don't want to take the Tylenol's now because...
Oh, God, really rich. Come on. Let's get on to something. I tried to get a topic going. You're like...
Okay.
What happens to you... It's like, honestly, like, you're the funniest guy in the world. When people don't realize this, how funny you are, okay? Because when you get in front of a microphone, it just shuts down. I don't know what happens.
What, I'm supposed to be funny here?
Yes, yes. This is, we're in the landscape of comedy podcasts. Like, I don't know why you think, like, everything I say...
What
is important? I'm going to weigh each word very carefully.
Well, no, fucking Maren, Rogan, they're on in the comedy
category.
So stop category.
Trying to be Maren and Rogan.
I'm not, I'm just
they're
saying.
They're their own thing.
Name one who's funny.
It doesn't matter. We hold ourselves to a higher standard. This is what you have that a lot of people don't get. Once
Root
they
canal.
Get to legend status, as you have told us on so many occasions that you are, what happens is a comedian gets to a certain level and then everyone just sort of is like, oh, you're great, you're funny, you're da-da-da. And they don't grow. They stop growing.
Not me.
As comedians because they've got, you know, Adam Carolla. Who's the other guy you said?
Rogan.
Rogan, thank
Maren.
You. Not Maren so much, but like Rogan. Like, and Maren too, fine. I'll include them all that... I won't include any of them, actually, because this is going to be negative. I just realized. Let me take down everyone at once. When you get famous and you have no one to tell you anymore.
Yeah, but those guys aren't like that. You're talking about...
I'm talking about, like, you can see it happen to a lot of comedians and comedy actors or whatever you want to call them, that at a certain point they stop being funny because everyone just laughs at everything they do and say.
Yeah, that's not true.
And you will, this is the thing you don't realize, you will always have me. You will always have me to be like, hey, jackass, step it up. Let's go. And I'll always have you to ignore. When you tell me that
last night when I went,
I'll just be like this. He's jealous.
Last night when I went on at Gotham, where the comics, there was a lot of comics.
Okay, stop. Everyone knows what you're doing.
No, I want to know.
No.
I didn't see. I couldn't see
no,
in the back of the room.
People see. This is, you're so transparent. You don't realize, like, were people talking about that I was a legend when I was on stage?
No,
I'm just wondering. I'm just curious.
Were they
a lot of comedians?
How were they reacting to
hanging
my set?
Around, watching me, noticing everything I do?
How were they reacting? Because I
told you honestly last night, like,
what
you,
I don't
to make you feel good, to make you feel good about yourself and stuff. And it was all true. But the way that you've brought it up now on this podcast is just, it's turning my stomach.
It is? It's not a baby in there?
Did anyone, that's like the grossest thing in the world. Was there, I'm just curious, was there people watching my set last night? You know they were. I told you this already.
But wait, I don't remember because my tooth was killing me so much.
I couldn't take it all in. Could you say it again in front of the microphone?
What happened? Like, who were you sitting with?
I don't know their names. They're just, I know them all, but I know them all as like a group. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like I just see, it's like my brain puts like a little like square on them. It's like comedian, comedian, comedian. But individual names and stuff, I don't know. Mm. And the thing is that the black comics need to understand is that I don't know all of their names, not just the black comics, but the black comics always make it seem like I'm racist. It's like, no, I'm also like,
I don't know any of their
names.
I'm just
anti knowing anybody from a certain level down.
I know Chris Cotton.
I don't know who that is. See, I probably met him 1,000 times.
He's a little heavier set, very dark skin. He's the one I know.
He's like them all.
They're not all heavy set and dark skin. There's so many, I don't know their names. I don't know names. But last night,
when you say there's so many, it sounds like you're talking about black guys.
No,
we're talking about comedians.
Comedians all together that all come. They'll show up at the cellar.
I know. To me,
or
they're
just
like
stand. They'll be
the
like
the ones with beards, the ones with, you know, clean shaven, the ones with hoodies, like it's all like they're compartmentalized
tons,
in some way.
Tons. You'll be at the stand and like four will come up to you, or you'll be out there four and talking to like Chris or Patrick, and you stop and you go, what are their names?
I don't know their names.
But they
always like come over. Hi. I'm always like, I just pretend I know everyone. Like, hey, hi.
The crazy thing is they all know me. Like, but I, and like everywhere
well,
I go.
Yeah, because you've been in the clubs for, what, 28, 30 years? Like, of course, they're going to.
But what would, last night, there was
Stop
a lot of comics.
But I still wouldn't be so like, oh, they all know me. It's like,
I'm just fucking around. I'm fucking around.
I remember one time you were,
but wait,
we went to the Stress Factory, we were doing the open mic and you were on, and this micer guy didn't know. He's like, why is this guy doing so, doesn't he know it's 3 minutes? He was like losing his mind. Who does he think he is?
He was black though.
Oh, did we see someone last night at the cellar that,
what? What are you talking about?
It's sitting at a table with two guys.
Or two guys.
Okay, forget it. I'm not going to ask right now on the podcast. You'd have to pause it for me to ask you.
Wait. Do we see somebody sitting at the table with two guys?
Forget it. Don't worry about it.
A girl?
Yes.
Comic?
I'm not going to talk about it right now. If you want to pause it, I'll talk about it.
Oh, no, because
I'm not bringing it up right
now. If I
would have
answered it, you would have talked about it.
Forget it. See?
Here, write it down.
No, I can't, because we can't talk about it.
All right. But this is what I want to talk about.
I doubt you even know this person's name.
No, who is that?
Oh, my God.
Who are you writing? Let me get back to the Oscar thing. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Anyhow.
I said, nice to see you with gentlemen your own age.
You did?
Yes.
What I'm saying is there's injustices in all the businesses. And I don't know. I just don't know. I have no answer for this whole Oscar thing, you know. I haven't seen enough of the movies to know who really. What I have seen, what's his name? Christian Bale was fucking great, I thought.
Everyone I thought it was in the good. Big Short was good.
I thought he was good. Also, what I've seen, and I'm surprised he wasn't nominated, but maybe he was. I don't know. I got to look for co-star. from the Brian Wilson, that movie about the whatever, Beach Boys, the guy that played Brian Wilson.
Yeah.
I know he was nominated for a Golden Globe.
The young one.
Yeah, who played the young Brian Wilson. Also, I thought, I don't know.
Oscar. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Oscar Talk. One of the writers of this year's upcoming 2016 Oscars is here with us today. It's Rich Voss.
Yes, what do you want to know?
Chris Rock is the host. There's a lot of controversy this year. Not enough African-American nominees. In fact, zero African-American nominees. What do you have to say about that, Rich?
I had nothing to do with the voting.
Are you going to write jokes that pertain to that?
I'm going to write whatever they ask me to write. I'm going to write whatever they ask me to write. Whatever they're looking for, I will try to help.
What are some of the big movies this year that Chris Rock is going to talk about?
I don't know.
You are the worst interviewer.
I'm not going to give away. I'm not giving away anything. Why would
Were talking about movies.
The ones I saw.
Okay, well, that's how you got to like somehow put in. You go, well, The Big Short, I thought was fantastic. It's up for a lot
but
of
awards. But you just say, that's not what you ask. You go, what
well,
so what,
Chris, you turn it into what you want to talk about. You don't know how to do an interview?
All right,
you don't
again.
Just go, I'm not talking to you about it.
I don't know. Go ahead, do it again.
What are some of the big movies? The interviewer's not going to ask you, like, what movies did you like?
Okay.
What are some of the big movies this year that Chris Rock is going to talk about?
I have no idea what I liked.
Enough!
What? I don't know what he's going to talk about.
Well, Rich, you know what I think doesn't happen enough is that we don't get the writer's opinion on movies. So why don't you tell us what you liked? In fact, isn't it true that you've only seen one Oscar movie this year?
No, I've seen a couple.
Which ones have you seen? Doesn't it seem necessary if you're writing on the Oscars to watch all the Oscar-nominated movies?
I'll watch more as I keep writing. I I see some and I write some and I see some and I write some.
What is the name of that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio?
The Big Short. Oh, no. The one with the bear? With the bear?
I say you.
Renovant? I don't fucking know. I can't wait to see that one.
Oh my God. We're here with one of the writers for the Oscar ceremony. Can you pronounce any of the movies this year?
What's the one with
can you tell us four of the 10 movies that are nominated for Best Picture?
Yeah. Mop.
Okay. I don't remember seeing that on the list.
Huh?
I don't remember seeing that on the list. Is that similar to Joy?
Yeah, I like Mop better. I don't know why they didn't call it Mop.
Okay. You should have... this would be a funny thing for the Oscars. You should have the Mop present an award with Jennifer. What's her face? The Mop comes out. Man, this is great. This is really fun. Yeah, we're really cleaning up this year. This our movie is doing.
What is the name of that one with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Revenant.
Yep. I miss. If I would have saw the V.
Can you, though, honestly, try to name four
I'm
Oscar.
I'm not doing it now.
You're a writer on the show.
I'm not doing it.
How could you not know?
I know all of them.
Shouldn't you be like.
I know all the nominees.
Oh, well, then what? It's not like it's a secret. People can Google it.
Go ahead.
But why can't you can't do
because
it?
Because I don't want to talk about the Oscars anymore. I'm sick of the Oscars. Oscars is everything you see, the fucking Oscars.
You're a writer on the show. You should be like drowning in it.
What do you mean? I write when I'm supposed to write. I write more. I send in stuff, you know. What the fuck? What else do you want? You know, I mean, I'm doing, there's just, you know, so it's not, it's in the news every fucking day.
Can you put your phone down?
Huh?
Why are you doing that?
B- Because I'm the fucking our what do you call it? What do you call it? Our lawyer sent us. I gotta.
Yeah, but why would you do it now?
All right, I'm
like,
sorry.
What is wrong with you?
Huh?
What is? I don't understand your brain. How it works?
All right, I'm sorry.
You writing on the Oscars, but you refuse to know who's nominated.
I know who's nominated. What kind of what best picture? Do you want that? I'm not going to give. Do you want me to give all the nominees?
No, I asked for four.
Okay.
I wanted to see if you could name four of the 10.
Mad Max.
Okay. Fury Road.
Okay.
Did you know that part?
Yes. What do you call it? It's hard. Bridge of Spies. Martian. It's hard to talk. That's why I'm not, you know, I'm trying not to talk.
Well, don't do a fucking podcast if it's hard to talk.
Spotlight. Spotlight. Room, Brooklyn. Okay, what do you want me to do? I know them all. That's what I do. All right? That's
all right,
what I
thank
do.
Thank you. Thank you for reading them from your phone.
I'm not reading them from my phone. What the fuck is wrong? Look at my phone. It's not reading anything. God, even if I did read them from my phone, which I didn't, you're like a little, like, rat snitch. Why don't you talk about some? Why don't you talk about the girls in comedy that are all, what's going on with the girls? Your friends and all the tweeting and Facebook and stuff like that. What's your opinion on that? What's your opinion on?
I love it. I think it's great.
What's your opinion?
We're connected. I don't have to talk to people on the phone as much as we tweet.
No.
And text.
What's your opinion on Kathleen Madigan, Wendy Liebman, and Amy and Tammy on Facebook going after Amy? What's your opinion on that?
I mean, they must feel like they have a legitimate beef. I mean, they don't seem like they're not flash in the pan comedians trying to get attention.
That's not an opinion. That's an observation. What's your opinion?
I don't know all the jokes involved. I do think that there is you run the risk of parallel thinking on certain things.
That's a stock answer.
I don't know what to say. I don't know.
Pretend I'm Marina. How would you talk to Marina about it?
Oh my God. Can you believe this? Can you believe this shit right now? It feels honestly a little bit like a fool's errand.
What fucking dumb saying is that one?
No, because there's no, like, there's, I don't know what they think is going to happen. Like, what? I don't understand what's going to happen. If she did steal their jokes, which I don't think she did. I think it is parallel thinking, or, you know, maybe she has writers or whatever. But I'm not saying that their jokes weren't used in some of her things, but she should be careful.
Who?
Amy.
What do you mean?
Well, because it's like there was
be careful if you're having stuff people write for you. You got to be careful.
You got to be careful. You got to be on top of it. And you have to have, this is, it goes back to what I was saying before. You have to have people around you that are going to say to you, like, oh, that's a Wendy Liebman joke. Or that's very similar to something Tammy Pascatelli does in her act. Or not that everybody can know everybody's act or anything, but it's like, you know, you want people around. You want somebody that's going to go, Patrice did that pretty famously, you know. And she claims that she didn't ever see Patrice do it, which I believe is true. But I cannot believe that all the times that she did that show and prepared for it and worked towards it, that somebody didn't go, you know, just FYI, Patrice did something very similar to this. Like, I would be mad if I was her and the people around me didn't tell me that.
Well,
I mean, you know, they're all going to claim at this point to not know that that happened, but I'm not, like, I haven't seen everything Patrice has ever done or heard everything Patrice has ever done, but I knew about that. You know? I'm just saying somebody had to have known.
Look,
so they should have told her.
Whenever you get to the level that she's at, people are going to come after you for whatever way they can. Now, I could see these other comics going after her, not for anything in return, because the risk and reward. Here's
what, yeah, it's exactly the truth. Is that what will they get out of it? Let's say she comes, she goes, even if she went public and said, yes, I stole
just answered
this stuff.
It. I was going to answer it, but you cut me off.
Well, you wanted me to talk because your mouth.
Well, the thing is, when people do something like that, like if Kathleen or Wendy or Tammy, they're not expecting anything. If it's true, they just want people to know I came up with this. So when I do it, I don't want you to think I'm stealing it.
Right.
Okay.
Well, some of if them like they've already recorded this stuff. This stuff has already been recorded with them. So everybody knows that they didn't steal it from Amy. But it's not, it's a matter of like, did, there's two choices. A, did Amy steal it? Or B, is it parallel thinking? Those are the really, or there's a C, is did she hire a writer that did A or B?
Well, you could have writers that are helping you or punching up. Or
well, she's got to come at some point. She's coming up with a lot of
she has to have writers
content,
help her.
So I'm sure she has writers.
She has
I mean,
to.
Like on the movie, she you know, the Tammy says there's a joke of hers in the trailer of the movie. You know, Amy wrote the movie, but I'm sure there's people that punch it up. That's what happens.
Look, I wrote a bit 2 years. It's on the CD 2 years before what's his name had a show on FX, Jim Jeffries.
Yes.
My bit was, you know, find her weakness. Find, you know, if you're going out, find her weakness, then you swoop in. They did a whole sketch on that. I don't think they stole from me in any way. Were they? Well, I think it was just a parallel thinking type thing.
You know what's interesting is that Amy Schumer did this thing on the, what do you call it? The Critics' Choice Awards or whatever. She got an award and she was saying like, this part here, she was talking about her stomach, is why I have to write my own stuff. If you have a little bit of belly, you have to write your own material. Whatever. It was getting cheers from the women in the audience and stuff.
Getting what?
Cheers from the women in the audience stuff. So then, last night I went on stage, and a lot of the women that were on the show before me had completely open bellies. Like, their shirts were like, one girl just had a bra top on. And like fully exposed midriff. And at one point in my set, I was like, sorry, I'm not showing this part. This is why I became a comedian. And so I wouldn't have to show this part here. And then like when I, you know, got off and started thinking about it, I was like, oh, do people think I just stole that from Amy Schumer? Because she just said this part here. Yeah. And I said this part here.
Well, see, if a comic
do you know
talks
what I'm
about
but it's just like,
there's only a certain amount of body parts.
I know. I'm just saying like, it was so like, in the moment of what I, because it was exactly what happened right before I went on or whatever. But somebody could, like, I just think, like, that could be grounds for, like, oh, she stole that. Or it just becomes, like, there's certain things in the zeitgeist that everybody's talking about. You're going to get to the same point eventually on certain things. I think one of the problems with some of the jokes is that they're not specific enough to the people that are telling them. So they can be traded around. Do you know what I mean?
Look, the more you talk...
Like, the more you talk about specifically about yourself, the less somebody is going to be able
as
to
as personal
yourself.
As you can be about yourself, and as original as you can be about... I mean, as original as you are talking about yourself, no one can say, you know... I mean, I used to do whatever. I try to be...
But let me just...
Or not only personal about your... Also, your point of view or your opinion, you know. People know certain opinions. You'll know Mark Maron's opinion. You know Kurt Metzger's opinion.
We're done.
You know certain opinions. You kind of knew, well, Patrice would go back and forth on his views. And I'm not saying they're all political opinions. You just know that person's personality and their opinions on how they look at the world and look at things, you know. And so there's so much more in it than besides just a joke. You know, there's so much more of there's persona. There's your delivery. No one delivers. You know, I remember Brian Regan when people were trying to copy Brian Regan. It wasn't his material. It was his delivery and his persona. And Attell, people weren't taking his bits.
But that's what happens is that when you start, you do sort of, and you should. You should sort of like not emulate the people that you really like in comedy. But, you know, that's how artists, I've said this before, and I'm trying to like not be so erudite about it, but like it's like a group, like groups of artists, they come up together, they feed off each other, they're like all the guys at the Cellar, you guys all sort of took some parts from each other and you were influenced by each other.
I came up with Shut Up Stupid. They all took that from me.
Okay, I really? Now you're doing it.
Now you're being, it's like you
I'm accusing. I'm going
you,
on.
You put your, you put Facebook stuff into the world, and then it like, I've come up with, so I came up with selfie. People don't realize I was the one, I was the first person to ever use the term selfie.
I know that. I remember when you first said it.
I said, what can we call something when you're just taking a picture of yourself? And then I kind of, I was like, selfie. And then I was like, that's it.
I know. I remember. Don't you remember? I think I tweeted about it, that Bonnie just came up with a new
selfie. Took off like wildfire. Do they, I get even, any credit?
Not even on selfie sticks do you get any money.
No, I don't get any money for it.
And you came
no,
up with that.
I came up with it.
I think they might do
you
a movie.
You put stuff into the world. What about all those jokes that went viral before the internet? You know, and people just would tell jokes. That was the first
at the office where they would fax them.
People get down on jokes, but they went viral before a fucking
faxing.
Yeah, before faxing, before anything.
Yeah,
those sometimes are the only things that went viral. Jokes.
You would send
word of mouth.
You would send a messenger over to another building, right?
Nobody even knew how those jokes got around, but they did.
Parties.
Somebody would tell somebody who started it, who originated it. Who's the first one to do a little Johnny Adam, in school joke?
Who was the first one to do two dudes walk into a bar?
Yeah, nobody knows. They will not get the credit for that. I will say this. Wendy before, Lehman, very, very good comedian.
She was one of my favorites when I first
started. Kathleen Madigan, fantastic. Always great. And Tammy Pascatelli is like one of the best comedians like touring the country right now. So it's like whatever you want to say about them, if it's true or not true, they're not like.
It's funny. You
they're
know,
not posers. They're the real deal.
Yeah. Yeah. I think people do it. Look, there's parallel thinking in this business. I'm not taking anybody's side. I mean, look, I'm. What do you call it? When I started comedy, or in the beginning, I thought Wendy Lehman to me was one of the best. I loved watching Wendy.
Remember, we used to sit around and try to come up with Wendy Lehman jokes?
Driving home, we used to do it. I fucking used to love watching her. I haven't seen a lot of Kathleen.
I used to love watching her masturbate. Anyway, and I see that was a Wendy Lehman joke.
I don't know a lot of Kathleen's material, but I like Kathleen because every time I see her, she's always nice to me. So I like. Did you just piss yourself? Oh, that's your color of your pants.
Oh my gosh, Richard.
She's always nice to me.
Well,
so
anybody
like
who can maintain a career in this business for a long time.
She sells out theaters.
Obviously got to be pretty good. No, I'm talking about all three of them.
Yeah. But you know what? Also, too.
Very few comedians get to the level of Amy Schumer. That's rare.
That's fucking once in a decade. Right?
I don't know what other female comedian ever got to that level.
To that level?
Yeah.
Roseanne Barr?
Maybe, yeah.
Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah.
Rosie O'Donnell?
Okay.
Want me to keep going?
Yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg?
Okay, yeah.
You want
yeah
me to keep going?
Yes, yes.
Joan Rivers?
Okay.
Lily Tomlin? Not stand-up, so. Want me to keep going?
Yes.
Sarah Silverman?
No.
Yes.
I would argue that she's not at that level.
Yes, everybody. As many people know Sarah that know. As many people that know Amy know Sarah.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Okay, that's close.
I mean, Sarah probably has more cachet as a comedian. But
well, she's been doing it longer. She's right been around longer.
Right, but
you want me to keep naming names?
Yes, please. I mean, you could say Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, but they're not stand-ups. Stand-ups.
Chappelle?
I'm talking female comics.
Oh, Kevin Hart. Okay. Female. I already named a lot.
No, you didn't. You named four.
I named five.
Five.
I can keep going if you want.
No.
No?
That's good. I mean, I don't think you can.
Well, no, she's at a fucking skyrocket level. It's unbelievable the level she's at.
Mm-hmm.
You know? A lot of male comics have gotten to that level. You know,
I don't know about that.
Easily.
Who?
I can name 10 off the top of my head.
Okay, go ahead.
Murphy.
Uh-huh.
Pryor.
Okay.
Kevin Hart.
Right.
I gotta get to some white ones soon.
I know.
Carlin.
Right.
Dangerfield. That's five right mm-hmm there.
Amy sort of has a Steve Dangerfield kind of
Steve Martin
quality.
Steve Martin, mm-hmm. six. Chappelle, seven.
You said rock, right?
Rock, eight. Dice. The whole everybody knew Dice.
Okay.
Everybody, I'm not
saying it was short lived, but well, no. Then you got to add Sinbad into that. Sinbad.
Everybody knew fucking Dice. Everybody knew. Oh, Kennison. They knew Dice more than they knew Kennison.
Yeah, no, I don't think regular people knew who Kennison was. He never had a big movie or anything.
Oh, people knew Dice because of all the controversy around him.
But then he also had like Ford Fairlane.
And he was in there, some cop movie. So I'd put Dice up there against my will.
CK?
Louis CK. Yeah, so, you know, there's way more males that fucking explode than females, I think.
Yeah.
But there's some...
Especially because females
Hanks,
that,
well,
like...
Michael Keaton was a stand-up.
I don't count him.
Why not?
Because he stopped doing stand-up.
2 weeks
famous.
In.
Yeah, he was like, oof, good, I can give that
Paul
up.
Reiser, Ray Romano.
I don't know if they ever got to that level. They're fucking, big.
Wait,
I'm
you're saying, that, okay, you're saying Ray Romano's not at that level? Are you kidding me?
I know
and
he's
Seinfeld.
The highest paid.
I didn't even say Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
Fucking Ray Romano. Everybody knew who Ray Romano was. And Seinfeld. I can't believe I didn't say those two.
I know, but I'm just talking about like she had hit movie, hit TV show.
And she had two things.
Yeah, but she's as big as they ever were.
Seinfeld had a hit TV show for 5 or 6 years. So did Ray Romano.
11 years.
Oh, 11?
Yeah.
How many years was Ray Romano? 11 years was Seinfeld?
Nine.
You
it was
know.
Like 9 or 11 of Seinfeld. I don't remember.
Yeah, these fucking people.
I know, but I'm saying she's got that kind of fame with one, like two seasons of her show.
Well, yeah.
And one movie.
And also the Comedy Central roast. She has a lot of fame.
She has a lot of fame.
Well, in her hour. She did an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. There's just different levels. You just explode. There's, you know. Good for all of them. We're at the level we want to be at right now. Doing a podcast in our dining room.
I'm glad, though, that we have the distance to be able to discuss other people's fame. If we were famous, we might not be able to see it so clearly.
We are semi-famous.
I doubt it.
Are you kidding me? How many people came up to me yesterday at the private event I did?
Oh, my God.
We're tri-state area famous.
I think maybe you are. People at fucking comedy clubs that work at comedy clubs don't recognize me. Okay.
They work. The owners?
The owners don't recognize. No, people just. I get this constantly. Oh, I didn't recognize you. Constantly.
Because you always dye your hair.
No, it's not that. I've had this hair for over 10 years.
No, you were blonde when I
Before,
met you.
Yeah, how long we've been married? 10 years.
Oh, you were bright blonde. That's why I liked you. What happened? Why don't you go blonde again? Like it's blonde.
Work.
I mean, bright blonde.
I look like one of those fucking...
What? Go bright blonde.
Get it.
Go blonde.
I'm going to cut my hair short and start wearing men's suits. So just get ready for it.
Go bright blonde.
It's the only way to age gracefully is just turn into a man.
Well, what you got out of this podcast is...
Rich has a sore mouth.
It's killing me.
Sorry to hear that. Okay, let's wrap it up.
All right. Do some plugs.
Where am I this 27th, 28th, and 29th, or 28th, 29th, and 30th?
Okay,
I'm at Mohegan Sun, and then the following weekend I'm at McGuire's on Long Island, the 5th and 6th, or something like that. And then, should I be more specific in my dates? I do want people to come see me, so I'm getting better, I'm getting a lot better. Yeah, 28th, 29th, and 30th, Mohegan Sun. 5th and 6th, Maguire's. And then in March, the 3rd, the 4th, the 5th at the Stress Factory.
All right, anyhow.
Thank you, and good night.
This weekend I'm at, in Harrisburg, the 29th and 30th, Harrisburg. Next weekend, Laughing Comedy Cafe, Fort Myers. February 9th, live My Wife Hates Me podcast, hosted by Ron Bennington. Village Underground, February 9th. Get your tickets at the Comedy Cellar website. We'll talk to you later. Thank you for listening. Sorry about my tooth. It hurts. Goodbye.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.